Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 258. And we have this news from our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog. We have a new scent announcement. Do you love the sweet smell of homemade caramel popcorn? The sweet smell of caramel mixed in with the buttery and saltiness of popcorn, all wrapped into one? Then this is your scent. It will be perfect for your concessions, bakeries, escape rooms, family fun centers, even clown rooms. Get your patrons running to the nearest concession stand. Available in all scent options, fluid additives, scent spray, and scent distribution. Get more information and order yours today at froggiesfog.com. We have this news from the Spooky Bottom Haunted Trail in Seagrove, North Carolina. Blast your way out, the ultimate zombie apocalypse jelly ball adventure. Are you ready to take on the zombie horde and save humanity? On July 15th, it's all-out survival as you find yourself in the midst of a zombie outbreak. Your mission is to contain the infection, eliminate any and all threats, and retrieve the antidote held by the mad scientist, Mr. Edward. Armed with a jelly ball blaster and 750 rounds, you'll have to blast your way through the undead horde to make it to the infirmary in one piece. But beware, the zombies won't go down without a fight. They're fast, relentless, and hungry for flesh. And just when you think you've cleared a path, more undead will emerge from the shadows. But don't worry, we've set up reload stations along the route to keep you armed and ready for action. So gear up and get ready to kick some zombie butt. Whether you're a seasoned survivor or a first-time fighter, this is the ultimate zombie apocalypse experience you won't want to miss. Get your tickets now and join the fight against the undead. Tickets are limited. Get more information at spookybottom.com. We have this news from the Dark Knight Halloween World in Farmingville, New York. Get paid to scare people. Dark Knight Halloween World is now hiring staff members and now casting scare actors and entertainment for our upcoming season and Halloween festival. This is your chance to work in a fun environment and get paid for it. We were BuzzFeed's number 15 haunted house in the United States last year, Dark Knight Halloween World. Get more information and a link to apply at darkknightli.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Sam Jones to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 23rd through the 25th at the Indianapolis Marriott East. Sam is best known as Flash Gordon, The Spirit, The Highwayman, Stargate One's The Bounty Hunter, for his memorable comedic performances in Ted and Ted 2, and so much more. Sam's new film, An Unlikely Angel, was just released on PureFlix, and he recently signed a collaboration deal for his first comic book. It's a 54-page graphic novel. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from a special event coming to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Waverly, Ohio. Attention, all custom cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Mark your calendars for July 2nd as Chaos Reigns Car Club is teaming up with the Waverly Hills Sanatorium for another awesome car and fireworks show. starts at 2 p.m., ends at 6 p.m. Anyone entering a vehicle or motorcycle into the car show can arrive as early as 1 p.m. Registration will stop at 4:30. Admission is free for the public for the car show. There's a $10 mini tour throughout the day. Dash plaques are for the first 50 entries, and world-famous Gorilla Bob's will be on the grill. We'll have a DJ playing music all day, and possibly a special guest or two. Waverly Hills Gift Shop will be open, and fireworks will begin once it gets dark out. $10 a carload, unless you stay for the car show. First responders are free, along with veterans. You can also buy fireworks and light them off the top of the building. Get more information at TheRealWaverlyHills.com. We have this from the Pittsford Haunted House in Pittsford, Vermont. While some people have summer on their minds, others are already thinking of the best month of the year. Of course, that's October. After what feels like forever, one of New England's longest-running haunted attractions is back for its 40th year. That's right, the Pittsford Haunted House will be back open this fall. The dates are October 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th. If you're interested in volunteering for this year, please email your contact info to bkservices25@yahoo.com and keep up with updates on their Facebook page. Welcome back. We have an update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. We've returned from the depths of hell with our first guest announcement for October. Doug Bradley returns to Spooky Empire October 27th through the 29th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. Doug Bradley has starred as the iconic Pinhead, the main Cenobite in Clive Barker's Hellraiser series since the original film in 1987. He has gone on to reprise the role from hell in Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, Hellraiser 3, Hellraiser Bloodline, and many more. Doug Bradley has also starred in many other films, including Nightbreed, Proteus, Pumpkinhead, Ashes to Ashes, Scream Park, and so many more. He's currently narrating the series, The United States of Horror. Tickets are now on sale and reservations at the Hyatt are open. Get more information at SpookyEmpire.com. We have this update from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. Be sure to check out the Frightworks Haunted House behind-the-scenes screen tour on Friday, August 25th. Tickets are timed and limited, so grab yours when you get your CreepyCon tickets. Tickets are available at creepycon.com/products/tickets. This is an awesome chance to see what it takes to run a haunted attraction. These will be guided tours with seasoned veterans of Frightworks. You guys don't want to miss this one. Get more information about CreepyCon at creepycon.com. We have this news from Infernum in Terra Haunted Attraction in Wheeling, West Virginia. Infernum in Terra is opening for one weekend only, June 23rd through the 25th. Come join the summer fun and you may wind up never leaving. Also, we're hiring for the 2023 season. You need to be at least 16 years old. No experience required as we will train. Please email your name, contact info, and any questions to ScreamationStudios@gmail.com and get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/InfernumInTerraHaunt. We have a little sad news. This time from Hubbard's Haunted Woods in Hubbard, Ohio. Dear Hubbard Haunted Woods family, first I would like to thank you all for the last 7 years of loyalty and patronage to our business. It truly has been a pleasure teaching actors, scaring, decorating, building sets, and making all of my imaginations come to life for the public to enjoy. Tractor rides and maze walks on a cool October evening with customers lined up by the fire, they will be fond memories now. However, Hubbard Haunted Woods would like to inform the public that we are closing our business effective immediately. In other words, October 2022 was our last open season. We hope that you were successful in our goals to offer entertainment, fun, and employment over the years. I would also like to personally thank our actors, fire tenders, ticket takers, tractor drivers, groundskeepers, lighting crews, builders, decorators, the concession, and the office for your dedication over the last 7 years as part of the family. Also, a thank you to my honey. None of it would have been possible without you helping follow my dreams. Sincerely, Brielle Watts and James Sprankle, owners of Hubbard Haunted Woods. P.S. We will also be having a haunted yard sale in the near future. Everything from props, entire scenes, costumes, lighting, equipment for the hayride, signage, etc. So if you're in the haunt business or just a haunt enthusiast, stay tuned for an update on when that will be. Check them out on their Facebook page. We have this from SRD's Haunted Fairgrounds in Pocatello, Idaho. SRD's Haunted Fairgrounds presents the Thrills and Chills Festival, a summer scream event happening June 23rd through the 24th at the 3M Cattle Ranch in Lava Hot Springs. The main festival will be from 3 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. There'll be live music, horse rides, food trucks, games, a unique market, and lots more for the whole family. We'll have a fire performer at 9 p.m. SRD's Haunt will have the full cast haunting the ranch from 9 to 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. Santiago Cirillo will be our special guest. He's known as Julio from Season 4 of The Walking Dead. Come meet Santiago and get an autographed book. He's also a military veteran, author, artist, paranormal investigator, super fun guy, and so much more. We're looking for prop makers, costume designers, and all things creepy for some more vendors at this awesome new festival we're bringing to Lava Hot Springs. Get more information at facebook.com/srdshaunts or pocatelloevents.com/srdshaunt. We have this from Hell's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Dayton, Ohio. Do you want to learn about special effects makeup, horror, scare acting, how to run a haunt on a budget? Then this is the class for you. On June 24th, we have gathered a group of award-winning top haunt professionals to teach you everything about the haunt industry. You don't need to work at a haunt to check out this class. Register today at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hellsdungeondayton. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California. The Hall of Shadows opens for 3 days when Midsummer Scream returns to the Long Beach Convention Center July 28th through the 30th. This year's theme for the renowned Massive Dark Zone is Dungeons and Demons, paying homage to the OG tabletop monster game many of us grew up with and still love, Dungeons and Dragons. The entry experience through crumbling ruins will once again be presented by the incredible talents of Cal Haunts. Within the Hall of Shadows, guests will be able to explore and engage with over a dozen attractions from haunters that include Rawl of the Dead, Straight to Hail Productions, Pizza Planet Truck and Arch Sideshow, The Dreitch Society, Mr. Floats, Ghostwood Manor, The Haunt with No Name, Yet, Santa Ana Haunt, The Haunted Harvest, Tunnel of Terror, Cobble Haunter, Fear Farm, and our first ever out-of-state haunt, Wicker Manor from Colorado. Guests 21 and older are welcome at the Hole in the Wall Tavern, a storied gathering place dripping with legend and lore and signature drinks in the ramparts of Ravenfall Castle, if you can find it in the darkness and fog. The amazing Decade Brigade Slider exhibition team will present 3 pulse-pounding shows daily on Saturday and Sunday, which is always a must-see event at Midsummer Scream. Gold Bat VIP pass holders will gain early entry to the Hall of Shadows both Saturday and Sunday and will have fast lane access to most haunts and attractions. In the days ahead, we'll spotlight our haunters and attractions in gory detail. Are you ready? Roll for initiative and step into the expanse of the Hall of Shadows. Passes for Midsummer Scream 2023 are now on sale at midsummerscream.org. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice,
haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we love to talk to people at horror conventions. You know, the summer season is here. There's a lot of good shows coming up in the very near future. There is, you know, Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. There's Mad Monster Party coming to Phoenix. You got Flashback Weekend in Chicago. Of course, Midwest Haunters is this weekend. I'm going to be at FrankenCon in Knoxville this weekend. Stay tuned for next week. There'll be hopefully a slew of interviews from there. But somebody that has been incredibly busy on the convention circuit, somebody I met last year while working at the Haunted Pyramids as an actor. He was making a guest appearance there. A very, very cordial gentleman, gave me a few minutes of his time, was very well spoken and had a lot to say, but we need to give him a little bit more time to say some stuff. So I want to welcome Brett Wagner, a.k.a. the Lost Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, to the Big Scary News from his home in California. Brett, how are you, sir?
Mate, that sounds so regal. Yes, I'm doing good, buddy. It's been almost a year since we've chatted.
It's been a while, so I'm glad to hear that things are going well. I'll be honest with you. I started looking for your name after we talked, and my goodness, you have to be one of the busiest people on the convention circuit these days. I'm seeing you at everything. What has caused this explosiveness and, for lack of a better word, people rediscovering Brett Wagner as a great con guest?
Yeah, you know, I never did the cons, very rarely, you know, and I have a great manager, Sean Clark, who's a convention all-stars, and I never really did them, or I was making appearances as the big swag from Monster Garage, or, you know, Brett Wagner from Pastime, the drag racing show, so I was doing a lot of drag races, motorcycle events, you know, car shows, and then I was like, well, let's see what my market value is like on the convention circuit for the horror conventions and the, you know, the Comic Cons and all that. And, you know, I'm a very personable guy. I know how to make people feel happy and good and on the convention circuit. And, you know, being not a lot of people knew there was another guy that played Leatherface in the, you know, I was originally cast in the 2003 remake as Leatherface and then got hurt a couple days into filming, so that's when I was replaced. And so a lot of people didn't know there was a guy out there that played Leatherface, and now the conventions are finding out, and you know, they want me in there, so I've been blessed.
It's very cool for people who are big fans of horror, because there have been rumors of this Lost Leatherface, quote unquote, out there, you know, oh, he got sick, or he had sunstroke, or he got hurt and they had to be replaced. And all of a sudden, bam, here you are. So all these people who are huge fans of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or maybe they're fans of The Crazies or Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where you've made a couple of appearances with Angel and things like that. And all of a sudden, you're everywhere, and that's just fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that it's working out for you. How have people been receptive to you? Are people mostly talking to you about Texas Chainsaw? Are they mostly talking to you about Monster Garage, or you know, some of the other stuff you've been on?
It's a bit of a mix. I mean, you know, yeah, people want the if you're a collector and you have everybody's autograph, you know, that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre from the movies, or the guys that have played Leatherface, and they, you know, they don't have mine, so they usually want to get one. And since I didn't use, you know, I used the sledgehammer, right, before I got heat stroke, and got replaced. So I get Scared City, a company out of Arkansas that makes they make these prop sledgehammers for me and exclusively. So I bring the sledgehammers and Funko Pops and all this stuff. So yeah, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff's big. I mean, the Crazies does pretty good. And then, you know, I was on Sons of Anarchy for an episode. So that stuff always is, people like to talk about Sons of Anarchy, and very few people like to talk about Hannah Montana, but I know that was one of your favorite shows growing up.
Oh, my! Let's say my kids kind of watched it. I'm very intrigued because I did not know you were on Hannah Montana, of all things. What did you play and how did you get that role, since you obviously had a reputation for being the big tough guy?
Well, I was playing a big tough tattoo artist on the show.
Well,
so
there you go.
If you live in Los Angeles, you know, you know, the Derek Mears, the Doug Tates, the Robert Mukes, and some of these guys who are, you've seen in horror movies. We all go up for the same roles, and, you know, I've been doing it for 30 years. So if you're in Los Angeles for any given amount of time, especially, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, you're going out on a lot of auditions. And if you're a big guy, you're going to go out and, you know, and I'm good with comedy, so I was blessed to get that Hannah Montana gig, and I've done a ton of Nickelodeon and Disney high def shows, and it's just a numbers game, right? So if you live out here long enough, you're going to go in for everything eventually, and hopefully you book stuff. That's why, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I you know, over 30 years, I got over, you know, 105 or 10, you know, TV film credits. So I've persevered longer than most.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer working in movies or working on TV?
That's a good question. You know, working on a movie where you're out of town is fun, or if you're, but you know, I like TV. TV, you know, working on a show like I did 2 and a Half Men, and I love the process of going in on a Monday and Tuesday and doing your table reads, what we call, you know, where you're sitting there with the whole cast and you're reading the script, going over everything, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday you start shooting. And I love comedy, so yeah, I play a big bad guy, but I've been blessed enough that most of my credits really are comedy. So
how's craft services compare to each?
Well, craft services on a big, let's say, I did an episode of Mom with Allison Janney a couple years ago, and I've never seen craft service in my life that was that good and that extensive. So craft service on a huge hit TV show tends to be better than craft service on a movie. Not saying that I haven't had great craft service on a movie before, but there's something about those folks, you know, because they know how to prep the food. They're doing the stuff every single day, 5 days a week, you know, for, you know, 6-7 months out of the year. So craft service on a TV show is significantly better.
I'm going to put you in the TV show category here. Excellent. Let's take a little 180 here, and let's talk about Monster Garage pastime. You obviously are a big fan of hot rods, drag racing, you know, old cars and all that. Do you have a collection? Do you have old cars or a rat rod or anything like that?
Gosh, I've had them at times, but yeah, no, I don't have anything right now. What I would love to get an old gasser style, you know, drag car to go for the tracks. But you know, listen, I got my license. I mean, I hosted Pastime, which was a great, you know, drag racing game show, the fastest game show on TV, and we did that for 6 years, and I never even drag raced. I mean, I love drag racing, and then after that I went and got my license at Frank Hawley's drag racing school. Excellent place to go get your license. And then I raced top dragster up in Canada for a guy who owned a couple dragsters. So I love the dragsters, but you know, a big expensive dragster is way out of my price range. So, you know, some kind of old gas or just, you know, a drag car would be wonderful to have. But yeah, I mean, I love doing that stuff. And I obviously love the drag racing. I grew up going to drag races with my father, and out here in California, it was a big deal to go to Pomona and see the Winter Nationals all the time and see nice. These guys race. So when I got to do it later on, it was pretty cool.
I can only imagine how fun that is. You know, I've been a fan of racing for a while, off and on. I'm currently off of it right now. But, yeah, it's so cool. And I used to play music, or still do, but I used to play at a festival up here in the Carolinas that had classic cars, and everybody was bringing in their 34 Ford bodies that were just beaters, all to just rat rotted all to hell. And it was just amazing to see some of these things and hear some of these things. You know, there's nothing like the sound of an engine that's unmuffled, just, you know, pouring gas in and straight out the exhaust at the same time. God, you gotta love it.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's different. I got into the hosting side of things when I first started doing. I was doing pro wrestling. All right, I was at 30 years old. I was helping. I was like a Bobby the Brain Heenan. I was like a heel manager, and I realized that real quick into my pro wrestling career that I wasn't going to wrestle, but I was like a bad manager, and I did a documentary for Discovery Channel called Wrestling School with John Cena and some other guys that we helped discover early on in their careers. And I did that, and I stayed friends with the producer, and he said, "Hey, I got a show I want you to do your wrestling, your big swag voice for, called the Monster Garage, with this bike builder, Jesse James," who I knew who he was because he was starting to make a big name for himself. Oh, yes. Building bikes. So then we got into that, and he had his appendix burst once, and then something else happened. So I had to get in there and fill in as the host, and which was great, which led to some other hosting gigs, and which led to being the host of Pastime and on Speed Channel. So, I mean, I love doing all of that. Of course, you know, I don't consider myself just an actor. I consider myself an entertainer, right? Because I do everything from radio to podcast to hosting to voiceovers. And I've been the voice of a Bad Boy Mowers out in Arkansas for 21 years. So,
oh, how nice.
You know, you got to do everything if you, you know, unless you get very lucky, you know, in this business, which some people do. They may be talented, but the little luck goes a long way, and you get on a TV series for 5 or 6 years and you save your money. Otherwise, you got to try to do everything, and hopefully a couple of those things stick. And so I've been lucky enough to do a lot of different things, and a lot of them have hit and done well. And it's just a constant thing. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep getting acting gigs, and the more acting gigs you get, you know, especially if you're in that horror movie circuit, the more scary stuff you get, the better. Absolutely. And then, they keep asking for you to come to the conventions, which is nice.
You got to love that, too. As John Lovitz once said, work is work. And I assume the royalty checks still come in from time to time. But let me ask you, with an acting background, the big tough guy image, and a little bit of pro wrestling background, do you do any stunt work as well?
Well, I do, and now at my advanced day, I mean, I'm 55 years old, so I still will do just some fight stuff, but, you know, getting hurt on a set or a movie, like I got heat stroke on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? I mean, that cost me a lot of money. If my stunt guy would have been there that day, it might have, you know, it wouldn't have been me that got the heat stroke. So I love stunt guys. I believe in them 100%, and as I will do some of my stunt work, you know, not a lot of it. I let the professionals do that. So
I'd love for you and R.A. Mihailov to just get together and do a little, you know, scuffle and just kind of who can take a fall, because he has a wrestling background as well as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, too. So, you know.
Yeah, one of my good buddies. I've known R.A. since I was 19 years old, so, and I'm 55 now. So.
Oh, fantastic. He's a very good friend of the show, been on many, many times. So Let's start winding down here a little bit. I know you've got some conventions coming up in the few months over the summertime. As I said, you're very prolific with this. Where can people find you in, say, the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks? Where are people going to be able to meet you, sign and get an autograph, get a picture and photo op and all that?
Man, so going to be at Buffalo Nickel City Con. Nickel City Con in Buffalo, end of this month, the 30th, and then July 1st and 2nd. And then the 29th of June, I'll be a couple weeks, I'll be up before the Buffalo. I'll be in Oshawa, Ontario, which is right across the border at Deadly Grounds Coffee for my Canadian friend signing on the 29th. Then nice. Go back across the border to Buffalo for Buffalo Nickel City Con. And then July, I got Morgan Crypt Convention in Albuquerque, which I'm excited about. Never done that. So Midwest Monster Fest,
That's Illinois. That's in Moline.
That's in Illinois, yeah, Rockford. Right. Then we got, Denver Crypticon, the first year for Crypticon in Denver, which I'm excited about.
Excellent.
We got Monster Expo up in Massachusetts, Taunton. We got Scarefest in Kentucky.
I will probably see you there.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. I got Smoky Mountain something in Tennessee. I can't think, I'm not even saying it right, and I just sent them some stuff. Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, I believe. And I know there's a couple other I'm missing, but yeah, going to be at Vegas the first weekend at the Halloween Maze, I believe it's called.
Nice.
We're pretty busy.
I think you got one coming up next week. Art Sideshow Pop-Up Museum of Horror, I believe.
That's right. On the 17th in California, Art's Sideshow, he has a museum of horror, which is pretty cool in Montclair. So, yeah, we don't do many. California is tough to do shows. You got Monster Palooza, which just finished, and you have the new guys on the block, Creep IE, on, which is Creep Inland Empire, really what it stands for. But right. Their show is so massive. I did it in February this year. I'll do it again in February next year. And then they have Creep IE Aftermath, which is coming up in, I believe, in September. I won't be there, but if you're in California, definitely the new dogs on the block, that they're going to start making some noise. Great show. Excellent. So, California's starting to finally catch on that there's a lot of fans out here, and there hasn't really been anything except Monster Palooza over the years for them to go to. So now, and then, not that Monster Palooza is terrible; it's great. It's just nice to see that there's some other cons that are opening up and whatnot. So
my very favorite show of the year is Midsummer Scream in Long Beach at the end of July. I have not missed a show since year one, and it is an amazing.
I can't get him to book me. Maybe you can do me a favor and say you should have the guy in.
I can hook you up with the owner. He's a good friend of mine. I can certainly put the two of you together. So
I know that's a great show. I know a lot of people that go do it, and I know that they do a lot for the fan base that comes in. They try to bring in the best guests and have a lot of cool things for people to do.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. My first year there, I was just had a little table, passing out the literature for the show, and Bill Moseley walks by and he was like, "Hey, I know you," because he had been on the show many times. So he just sat and chatted for a while. It's just amazing how many people just literally just come in from LA, buy a ticket, and walk around. I've seen several people who do that. So maybe if you're not busy, come on by, say hi. But anyway, I know we probably should wind this down a little bit, Brett, because I know you're a very busy man, and I know you've got a podcast to do later on tonight. So, for people wanting information about your appearances, where you're going to be, and they didn't write everything down that we've just talked about, maybe they want to find out a little bit more about your movie career, being on the cover of Fangoria magazine, which is a great honor. Maybe a little bit more about, Sons of Anarchy or Monster Garage or Chrome Skull or John Dies at the End or any of your fantastic movie and TV credits. Where can people get a hold of you? Through websites, social medias? Are you booking haunted attractions for the Halloween season? If so, how can people get a hold of you and say, "I want you to come to my haunted house for a weekend or a night"?
Yeah, well, October, if you're not already all booked up for October and you're an actor that does a lot of horror stuff, you're in trouble. So I'm all booked up for this year, but we're all, of course, we're always looking for November and December for shows and obviously into 2024. But you can go to The Big Schwag, S-C-H-W-A-G on Instagram, and then Lost Leatherface on Facebook, and got a couple, got a good movie out right now called Fool's Paradise with Ray Liotta and John Malkovich and Kate Beckinsale, and I got a little part in there playing Malkovich's limo driver bodyguard, and a movie that I just finished earlier this year called Desert Fiend with, what's her name? Scout Taylor Compton, Tom Arnold, Robert Lissardo, Joe Gonzalez. So I'm pretty excited about that. That's going to be probably the grossest movie ever in the history of horror comedies.
Even
that's
more than
be coming out. So I'm grosser than anything you've ever seen.
Even more than trauma films. Wow.
And that trauma is not trauma is. I mean, I love trauma films too. In fact, I just met one of the guys that played Toxie. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be good. But yeah, get a hold of me, Lost Leatherface, Facebook, on Facebook, and The Big Schwag on Instagram. And I'm not too hard to find. And we can help you out at a convention or a Comic-Con, or you got a drag race, or you got a motorcycle deal. You let me know.
Excellent. Well, Brett Wagner, it's always a delight to talk to you, sir. Again, congratulations on being one of the hot numbers for the past, year or so on the convention
circuit. That's right, buddy.
I wish
you... Listen, there's Bill Moseley, there's Doug Jones, and then there's the big schwag, Brett Wagner. So I just, I get a kick out of, like you said, Bill Moseley. I love to go, and I'm a fan. Right before I'm anything. So when I get to go to these conventions and I get to go have a dinner with Bill Moseley, or I get to go hang out and say hello to Doug Jones and all these other, the Doug Tates and all these folks, CJ Graham, Tom Matthews, I'm doing a whole bunch of shows with these guys this year.
Great guys.
I'm a fan, first off, and then, then I'm an actor after that. So I get a kick out of going and seeing these guys that were I grew up watching on TV as well,
Excellent. Well, be sure to check out thebigschwag.com, Lost Leatherface on Facebook. Brett Wagner, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show / Big Scary News. I'm sure we will catch you at a convention down the road, maybe Scarefest in Lexington or something along those lines.
I will see you at Scarefest.
Excellent.
For sure.
I'm looking forward to it. Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.